ladies and gentlemen, we've invited first class. Now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back the magnanimous Lee Harris. How are you?
Good evening to you, Rhea. I'm very good, thank you. Again, another word, I have no idea what it means. So again, I am going to pretend it's a nice word. So thank you very much.
It actually is. This week, it's a very nice word.
It makes a change. I mean, what's going on this week, Rhea, hey?
We had a conversation off air, and I'm putting it down entirely to Ben and Jerry's peanut butter cup peanut ice cream.
It clearly works for you because it's put you in a very good mood.
Yeah, I tell you, it's like the answer to all my prayers. It is. I bought two of those little Ben and Jerry tubs yesterday, and they're supposed to last you for like, you know, a couple of weeks as like a treat. They're gone now. Finished. In hours. Very bad.
Another trip to the supermarket today then.
Possibly. Let's just hope that, you know, I continue to be on camera from here up. I got to mention that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee and I were born back in the late 1900s.
Thank you.
I know, right? Makes you feel old. So what's going on in the world of travel? UK lighting system.
Yeah, so the UK Department for Transport have confirmed its new rules for international travel, this meaning that the traffic light system is going to be scrapped as from October the 4th. A red list of countries will remain in place with anywhere else considered green. So that means that the amber list is now going to be ditched. Eight countries will be removed from the red list to the green list from 4 a.m. on September the 22nd. They include Turkey, Sri Lanka, Egypt and the Maldives. The government has also reduced the testing burden on vaccinated arrivals into England. So from 4 a.m. on October the 4th, pre-departure tests will no longer be required for fully vaccinated travellers. That's arriving into England from non-red list countries. Testing for unvaccinated passengers from non-red countries will include pre-departure tests, day 2 and day 8 PCR tests, and the test to release remains an option to reduce self-isolation periods for non-vaccinated passengers arriving into the UK.
So wait a minute, there's not going to be a need for testing for those people who are vaccinated?
Anybody who is vaccinated, and if they're not coming from a red list country, then they are free to go in without a PCR test.
Oh, my goodness. You know, it is a free-for-all because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter whether you've been vaccinated or not. You can still be a carrier, and that can just spell disaster.
It's going to be interesting. I mean, and not only that, I mean, with different variants as well, how are they going to know what they're bringing in? It's a bold move, shall we say, a very bold move.
Well, you know what? You're saying it so much nicer than I would. You're a bunch of idiots, really. That's okay. You can be nice. I'm going to be real is what's going on here. Unbelievable.
You'd be the real one.
Yeah. What's going on in the Netherlands?
Yeah, we talked about this last week. In a move designed to reopen the country following a year of restrictions, the Netherlands government has reversed its decision to make American citizens quarantine on arrival. Like I said, we spoke about this last week, that they'd put in a new policy to say that they had to go into quarantine, but this week they've now changed again. So the Dutch government, they tightened its rules for people arriving from high-risk areas, such as the United States, earlier in the month. But they've now rethought the restrictions, and fully vaccinated American visitors will no longer need to self-isolate starting from Wednesday, September the 22nd. Good news also for UK citizens travelling to the Netherlands, as they do not have to self-quarantine either.
Well, you know, yeah. All I've got to say, we're talking a lot about vaccines and stuff like that. All I have to say is that I think before anybody gets on an airplane, we need to be tested. That's it. Straight across the board. Vaccinated, non-vaccinated, it doesn't matter. We all need to be tested because we all can carry it. We still all can catch it. It's just those that are vaccinated may not get it as harshly as somebody who is unvaccinated. But I think just safety's sake. Take a test before you get on an airplane and subject, you know, I don't know, 500 other people to a virus that we all don't want to get. It's just, and you know, these countries are, I don't know who's pressuring them, but it's so simple. I mean, the tests are just so simple. Just do it, get on with it, and let's get back to normal life.
The UK do seem to be the leaders in trying to get travel to
in stupidity,
operational again. They are definitely the guinea pig of the world at the moment. So it's going to be a very interesting few months, to say the least.
Yeah, smart like stump. EU vaccine passports. What's going on there?
Yeah, so travellers now from Albania, Andorra, Faroe Islands, Israel, Monaco, Morocco and Panama can soon travel to EU countries under the same restrictions as EU nationals. That's because they have now joined the EU digital COVID certificate. As a result, the seven countries and territories will be connected to the EU system and the COVID certificates they issue will be accepted in the EU under the same conditions as the EU digital COVID certificate. The same is also noted that EU travellers will be able to travel to those seven countries with their EU digital certificate and face no restrictions on entry whatsoever.
Right. Singapore Airlines.
Yeah, not so good news for our Australian crew, unfortunately. Singapore Airlines are cancelling dozens of flights into Australia over the next few months. The airline attributes the decision to strict limits on how many passengers they can fly in and the uncertainty over when borders are going to be reopening. Mid-year last year, Australian politicians, including the Prime Minister Scott Morrison, talked up the prospects of a quarantine-free travel corridor between Singapore and Australia. Based on this, Singapore Airlines added dozens of additional flights to Australia. But unfortunately, because of this, no corridor being ever eventuated, Singapore Airlines are now having to cancel those same flights. So over the next few months, at least one Singapore Airlines flight a day to Australia will be cancelled.
Wow. You know, New Zealand and Australia, it's definitely, they've been probably the tightest countries as far as, you know, border control.
Without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, you know, South Africa were for a while, but they relaxed them and they've got back on with it. Australia and New Zealand, we're now talking about 18 months. You know, they've basically had their borders shut to pretty much everybody. So, but it's, in some respects, it's good, you know, especially with New Zealand. You know, we don't have a lot of cases. Australia, not quite so good. They're struggling with it a bit at the moment. But, you know, it's just constant. You hear crew, they can't get home. It's just almost impossible for them to get home. I mean, we've been looking for flights this week. We've had crew contact us looking for flights back to Australia. You're now looking into well into December before you can even get a flight in business class, let alone any other. So we're having to basically beg, steal and borrow from the airlines to try and get people from wait lists confirmed. That is the reality of the situation for any crew trying to get home at the moment.
And generally speaking, when you're talking about crew, this is just a bunch of kids that are trying to get home. They don't have the kind of money that, I'm going to put myself up in an apartment in Antibes or Mallorca or Florida for the next couple of months. You know, they're going home.
Exactly right. You know, and I know full well that there's been a couple that, you know, have wanted to get home and have not been able to get flights. So what they're doing is they're jumping on another yacht to do another stint. So that's, you know, that's not great either that they're so far away from home for stars, but then they're doing double time just because they can't get back into their own country.
Yeah, some things have to. Yeah, you know, you sit here and you see that, and then completely on the other end of the spectrum, you see Bojo opening up the UK. I don't know what the answer is, but I definitely can tell you that there's been some mistakes made. But once again, I was queen of the world. The US has implemented more fines.
They have indeed, yeah. So violating the federal mandate for passengers to wear a face mask is now going to become more expensive for US travellers. Already in effect, fines for violating the federal mandate will double and fines will be higher for repeat offenders compared to first-time offenders. The mandate applies to all airports and commercial aircraft and will be in effect through until at least January 18th, 2022. This is to be enforced by the Transportation Security Administration. So basically anybody caught on an airport, in an airport or on an aeroplane will be fined. First-time offenders will be charged in a neighbourhood of $500 to $1,000, whereas repeat offenders will expect fines in the region between $1,000 to $3,000.
And that's for not wearing a mask.
That's just for not wearing a mask in the airport or on the plane.
Well, I mean, it goes, I still wear a mask. It's not mandated to wear a mask outside anymore, but I do. And I think it's just, is to protect me as well as protect other people. You know, I mean, I've been fully vaccinated, and I'm not saying that people that don't want to get vaccinated, I'm not saying anything's wrong with that either. You have your choice and it's your choice. But I would prefer to wear a mask just to make sure to protect myself and those around me, whatever choices you may choose.
Exactly right. I mean, we've been quite lucky here. You know, we had about 15, 16 months where we didn't have to have face masks. You know, we could have as many people in a building or, you know, in a restaurant or in a pub as we liked. And, you know, we had that little outbreak where we went to lockdown. And now coming out of that, we have to wear face masks. And I've got to say, okay, for the first day or two, it was, you know, it felt a bit funny. It was a bit awkward. But straight off that, it's fine. You know, it's just the norm now. You know, it doesn't feel any different. I don't struggle with it at all. So, I don't really see the real issue or hardship with having to wear a face mask, that's for sure.
Well, it's a bit like, you know, we never used to have to wear seatbelts in cars. Right there, I date myself. But and when we first had to, and it was, you know, law, completely for our own safety, right? Because, you know, when you hit a wall going 100 miles per hour, flying out of that windshield probably is less comfortable than having a strap around you to keep you in the vehicle. But, you know, that was weird to begin with. And then you got used to it. It was just something that you did second nature. I think I saw something online the other day that says, if you're worried about a mask restricting oxygen to your brain, that ship has already sailed.
Yeah, it's probably true.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. Yeah. Crew question. What's going on there?
Yeah, we received an email in this week. Again, unfortunately, no name on it, so I can't reference whoever it was. But basically, they were asking the question of where they can travel to within Europe if they'd had the Sinopharm vaccination for COVID-19. It's not one of the main ones, so they were a little bit worried. I have done some digging, and so far, the only countries within Europe that seem to recognise the Sinopharm are as follows. Austria, Cyprus, Greece, Hungary, Iceland, Netherlands, Spain, Sweden, Finland, and Switzerland. Basically, they're the only countries in Europe that will recognize the Sinopharm vaccination. Obviously, on top of that, you then have to get into the whole aspect of what passport you have, what visas you have, and the routings, obviously, that you're going to be taking. That will also dictate where you can travel to. So don't get too hung up just on what vaccination you've got. You need to look at the whole picture.
Yeah, you know, I don't understand these different vaccinations and the fact that countries are actually, you know, giving them to their citizens when, you know, do they work if other countries are saying that they're not accepting, you know, proof of vaccination with those vaccinations? So, you know, queen of the world, I can't say it enough.
Exactly right. One jab for everybody.
Right? Done. I don't know. Yeah. I just think we could just, you know, organize, yeah, even if it's not me, I think really a mom could organize the world better.
Yeah, most definitely.
Moms are good at that kind of thing. They're good at like multitasking, working, taking care of like multiple children, the neighbor's kids, you know, cooking at the same time as grocery shopping, at the same time as answering the phone. You know, I mean, they're good at that sort of thing. And I just think we need a queen of the world.
Exactly right. I think we probably do. Yeah. There you go, Rhea. We'll put you forward for it.
Yeah, I'm too old now.
Old and big. Yeah, you were born in the late 1900s.
That's right. That's right. I'm, you know, 1 foot in the grave already, as they say. Right. Well, Lee, I've got to say that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since, of course, as Lee mentioned, I was born back in the late 1900s, and so was Lee. So,
a little bit later, though.
But I got to say, it's a pleasure every single week to have the opportunity to chat with you, Lee. Thank you.
It's always a pleasure. Great way to end my week.
Oh, you're my psychotherapist weekly, so it works.
That's right. The bill will be in the post.
I won't pay it. Just saying. It'll be pretty framed on my wall, though. Yeah. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. Please tune in again next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we're boarding passengers seated in zones E and F.